Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and welcome to our Wednesday night call. We're having a little bit of challenge with our phone bridge here. We got so many people on the line. I'm having trouble turning those chimes off. I think they're off now. Tonight's call is being recorded, so I think we're good to go. Excited to be introducing our presenter for Wednesday night, as he is every Wednesday night. He's our owner and founder. He wrote the Green Foods Bible, and he does these Purium Lifestyle Club calls each and every Wednesday out of pure joy, and his goal is to educate people. That's always been his mission, and you're on the line and in the right place at the right time listening to the Purium Lifestyle radio talk show with David Sandoval, our owner and founder. So I'm going to turn the call over to David. David, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, fantastic. Well, the show's all yours.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Show's all yours.
Okay, great. Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for those of you who have been with me for the last 9 days on this amazing experience that we call the 10-day transformation. I started a group cleanse on the 4th. Many of you had already started on the 1st, the 2nd, or the 3rd. Some of you weren't going to start until the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, or even up to the 9th. So I committed to do a 14-day transformation until I could hand the baton off to Amy on the 18th, from the 4th all the way through to the 18th. So, you know, if you're with me, that's cool. If you started on day 9 or the 9th, then you're with me all the way through the 18th. If you started on day on the 4th, or, you know, then we're done tomorrow. But either way, we're all on a journey, and that journey is a transformation from what we were to what we're going to become. You know, and every single day of your life, every single day of your life is a day to leave everything that you've been doing wrong behind and to start doing things right. We just don't realize how easy it really is to just simply reject those behaviors and activities that are self-destructive and trade them in for self-love. I promise you, it's worth it. Now, I got some really exciting news, really super excited, because the one-ton challenge is in full effect. One-ton challenge is in full effect, and in order to light a fire under a few people, hopefully a lot of people, I am going to give away in January. I'm going to give away, that's right, in this month, and we just started. All these materials just became available. It's an equal playing field. I'm going to give away a set of tickets to our convention. Now, you could win if you are the person who sells or brings in the most one-ton challenge packs, or if you're a person who brings in a one-ton challenge sponsor, and that one-ton challenge sponsor has the most people start a transformation. So there's two ways to win. One is the number of sponsors that you're able to get for a one-ton challenge. A sponsor is someone who buys a one-ton challenge pack. And the one single one-ton challenge pack sponsor who performs the best. And we're going to do that, and we're going to announce the winner on my first Wednesday call after the first, as long as it's not one day later. It's going to take a couple of days. So I didn't look to see when Wednesday is. If Wednesday's on the first, then that's not going to happen. But if it's on the third or after, it will. And some other good news about convention. By the way, if you have not heard, we are having an amazing venue for our convention. We're talking about a place with beautiful rooms, a completely dedicated space. That means we're not going to be sharing that space with anybody. Every single body in our area is going to be either Purim or there to serve Purim. Period. Amen. And that's going to be awesome. Now, in addition to that, the rooms, I believe, are $2 to $3 less than they were last year. Now, most things, just by inflation, go up 2 to 3%, much less this is down $2 to $3 for a room that I believe is twice as good. Beautiful, clean, classy rooms for the same price or less than we paid last year. Everybody in one hotel, not across the street. Everybody who's in our space is us. So that's really exciting. But guess what else? It is going to take me about 5.5 to 6 hours to fly to Orlando. And it is going to take anybody who's leaving from London about 5 or 6 hours to get to Orlando. That's right. Our European people are going to be able to get to Orlando faster than our folks from Hawaii. Now, that's not a dig at our people from Hawaii. We hope that we have a lot of you there. I'm going to have a luau in my room for you guys. Seriously. But the bottom line is that we're expecting a large European contingent. And with this being the year where we begin to really feel a greater kinship and a tighter connection to our European group, it's going to be an awesome, have an international feel to it. I just anticipate that. You know, I have been looking at, a lot of the most commonly asked questions that I've been getting during these support calls. And it really is important to me, you know, to share this type of knowledge. And so, you know, a lot of people forget why we do this. So I want to remind you why diets don't work. You got to remember this, please, because this is going to answer 100 of your questions. When you stop and say, can I do this? Should I do that? Blah, 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 blah. Why? It all comes down to this. So imagine that we're a nomadic tribe and we're hungry. We haven't eaten that much as we're used to, and it's been a few days, so we start walking longer distances looking for food, climbing trees, climbing up little hills to get a better view, chasing animals, digging holes. In other words, we're spending more calories and getting a pretty good workout in the process of trying to find food. And by the way, we're not finding that much, so we're also having our calories reduced. And when that happens, our bodies are really intelligent. They start saying, okay, let's become far more efficient. Let's be able to do the same amount of work on fewer calories. And let's take all the extra calories and let's store those as fat because we don't know whether or not we're going to be getting any food for a while. So your body's really smart. So when you start getting more exercise because you're looking for food harder, and when you start getting fewer calories because your ability to find that food is not successful, your body goes into a defensive mode, an intelligence mode, where it slows down. One thing, the rate at which you use calories, and it speeds up. Another thing, the rate at which you store calories is fat. So here's the cool part. Initially, your body's going to burn off the layer of fat that's been stored for energy. And in the process of doing that, it's going to be triggered to be more efficient and to store more fat because this fat's about to be gone. So you have to fast forward to modern times because for not 5 or 10 or 20, but for 35 or 40,000 years, that's how man existed. Then you fast forward to modern times and you meet some genius and they tell you, I know how to lose weight. You just start exercising more and eating less. Well, that sounds really intelligent. Until you realize that it's only going to work for 2 to 3 weeks. And then your body's going to have shifted into, because remember, you'll die in 3 weeks if you don't eat a lot of food. You will die in 3 weeks of starvation if you don't get enough food. So within 3 weeks, your body has changed your metabolism significantly. Now stop and think about this. It's happened to everybody. All of a sudden, 3 weeks after your diet, you eat one donut and you gain 2 pounds. You're like, how did that happen? And that's where that phrase, a minute on your lips, a lifetime on your hips, came from. Because your body has become so efficient that it just needs, this absolutely needs to store fat. So here's what we do. We reverse all of that. First, we nourish your muscles with an anabolic protein. Then we nourish your cells with a power shake. Then we trigger your body to release fat by creating a hormone called adiponectin that lets your body easily convert fat into sugar. And the sugar is then burned as the energy you need. As a result of this, your body never thinks you're starving physically. It only thinks you're starving mentally. You are going to crave food. You're going to desire food. You're going to want a full belly. You're going to wish that you could eat things that you crave, but you will never be starving, I promise you. And because you'll never be starving, you are going to burn fat and continue to burn fat, and you're not going to go into a defensive form where your fat must be left on. I hope that makes sense to you guys, because that's what brought us here, and that's what makes us who we are. That's why we're different from everybody else, because diets don't work. The first three letters are D-I-E. They make you think you're dying, and when you think you're dying, you fight back. Your body fights back from dying. I don't give you a program that your body fights back from. I give you a program that your body accepts and doesn't fight, accepts and doesn't fight. Your body fights dying. Your body fights dieting. Now, what about this biodegradable packaging, David Litt, that we're so excited about? I hope that you're still on the line, because I am really excited about the decisions that we made in our executive management meeting. Just before the first of the year, we decided that we are going to put our biodegradable packaging into the strictest government testing to prove that it's biodegradable. We are also going to put it into the strictest government testing to prove that it has a shelf life of at least 1 year. And when we put our amazing product into a biodegradable package, we are going to create the most efficient delivery system for food that the world has ever seen. And I want you to listen to this and pay very close attention. When we take an acre of food, let's say an acre of broccoli, and we turn it into powder, we could then transport that acre of broccoli off of that field in a very small truck, because it now is only 3% of the original volume and weight that was harvested. We then bring it here, blend it with other ingredients, and ship it to you. It is shipped to you in the most efficient delivery system ever, UPS and FedEx, which deliver something like 8 packages per mile. You have to drive more than a mile just to pick up your groceries. Here's the crazy part. When we put those foods into biodegradable packaging, you are now going to have the most efficient farming method, organic, the most efficient delivery system, dehydrated, that the fiber and moisture removed, and the most efficient delivery system, UPS and FedEx, along with a biodegradable package and the total carbon footprint. the total carbon footprint to deliver nutrients and calories to you from an organic field is going to be so small, it might be less than if you grew the organic food yourself in your own backyard. And that's the truth. So here's our plan. In the meantime, we're preparing, and this is going to blow your mind, so I swear to you, this is going to be at least 6 months still. 6 months minimum. That means July, okay? So don't ask, is it ready yet? But our plan is to make individual sample pouches out of biodegradable packaging as our first endeavor and see how those work out. And that's going to allow you to give samples of our products to people one serving at a time without worrying that that single serving packet will never biodegrade, because single serving packets don't. And that's why we've never had them until now. By comparison, if you harvest an acre of broccoli and you sell it through a grocery store, it takes 10 trucks that are refrigerated to transport it to a distribution center that is refrigerated. It then gets transported to a grocery store that is refrigerated in a section that is refrigerated. It then gets purchased by you and moved to your house, which is refrigerated in a box, which is refrigerated, called a refrigerator. Eventually, it's cooked, typically in boiling water or a hot pan. And that is not good for the nutrients. So you have to recover the nutrients from the soil that you originally took from the soil. And when you do that, then you're going to have the maximum efficiency for the earth and for your body. So if you are in the process of determining what should you eat, why should you eat it? Well, I think you should eat the purest food that you can that's going to nourish your body the most that it possibly can, and that is delivered taking the least energy and taxing the earth as little as possible. And so that's why we're doing this. We are taking huge steps forward, way beyond what any company's ever even thought of doing before in our space. And I hope that you'll be proud to know that you are part of this initiative. And yes, it's going to take time, but you need to know that all of that testing needs to be done. And we are in the process of doing it. And you will be the beneficiary of it, because you're going to be, A, proud to be part of this, and you're going to be able to attract more conscientious customers. The law of attraction is going to allow you to get the right people into this program. Now, a lot of people are asking, it's wintertime. It's wintertime, and I'm drinking these power shakes and, you know, and I need hot food. It's Boston and it's snowing, or it's Maine or Colorado, or, you know, and I get that. And that's why I keep telling you there are some secrets. You could warm up the water when you drink your tart cherry. You could add some cinnamon into that. Maybe, you know, you could take and have some sautéed spinach, some sautéed broccoli, some sautéed Brussels sprouts, not carrots, not sweet potatoes, not potatoes. You could have a little bit of squash or green beans. But what you can't do is you can't make an excuse and say, oh, well, there's nothing to eat, I'm too hungry. You could get a really nice snack out of those things I just said. You could even, in some instances, you know, find yourself having avocado. It's not even, you know, you could, I don't know if you guys have ever had warm avocado, but you could put warm avocado into vegetable broth, and it tastes amazing. There's so many creative ways for you to enjoy hot flex foods. And so I want you to remember, sautéed green vegetables are always allowed. A little bit of squash with bell pepper. You know, these things are amazing. Warming up your tart cherries, simple things like that, could make a real difference in your life. And so if you think you can't do it because it's winter, there's no excuses. You know, you can do it. I know you could do it because we're making it easy for you with the hot flex foods. Now, the final statement of the day, the final question that I'm going to answer, and sort of our last thing, you know, to talk about is, why do some people not lose weight on the transformation? And there's a reason for that. And the reason is because our bodies have physiological and metabolic things going on that are not always just about whether or not we could burn fat. If we're not sleeping well, that's what the tart cherry's for. If we're not sleeping well, then our stress level will not be reduced. If we have adrenal burnout, our stress level will not be reduced. If we'd had some type of emotional trauma, losing our dog, worried about our job, fighting with a friend, whatever it might be, then our stress levels will not be reduced. So oftentimes, simply addressing, you know, our stress levels, be energetic to recharge the adrenal glands, the white American ginseng, to get the to get the cellular oxidative stress reduced. We can also look emotionally. And if you have issues that you're not letting go of, then you're going to have fat that you're not going to let go of. And so what I want you to do is I want you to take full advantage of days 7, 8, and 9 of the transformation. I want you to do some meditation. I want you to do some contemplation. I want you to find yourself deep in prayer. And I want you to ask yourself, what is it I haven't let go of? Who haven't I forgiven? Or what haven't I processed? Did I have a death of a loved one I haven't quite accepted yet? Because that's all going to manifest itself in the form of stress, which may not let you let go of that weight. Another bit of advice, increase your astaxanthin, increase your rice bran solubles. Both of them are proven to activate your body's metabolic usage of fat as energy. So those are, you know, if you're not losing weight, it could be hormonal, which is stress. It could be hormonal, which is menstrual. It could be emotional, which is stress. Okay? So you got to ask yourself, which is it? Are you drinking enough water? Are you having too much salt? If you're using too much salt, your body's going to hold on to more water. Do not go overboard with the salt. 1,700 milligrams a day maximum, okay? So once again, I love these calls. I'm really enjoying doing the support calls as well. And I want to remind you, if you don't know, that this company is nothing, nothing, nothing like the company it was 1 year ago. We now have an amazing skincare line that we have nothing to do but brag about. We have these amazing kids products, which the kids are bragging about. We have a transformation that is the most effective weight loss program the planet has ever seen. We have distribution centers on the East Coast and the West Coast where our average delivery time is 48 hours. Some people it's one day, some people it's 3 days, but an average of 48 hours. We have top-notch systems in place in our back office, and we have a web platform, and we have this amazing technology platform I meant called the Dreams Technology. We are locked and loaded and primed, and we are on a mission. We have the Million Mom Movement, and we should have men on a mission because we are walking arm in arm, and we are changing the way that America eats. We're changing the way America thinks about food. We're making healthy cool because you guys are cool. You're some of the coolest people I've ever had. It's my, ever met. It's a pleasure to be working with you. And I just want to say that, you know, with just a minute and a half left in our program here, I think that these times that we spend together, whether it be at the Diamond Club, whether it be at the Blue Diamond events, whether it be at the Crown events, whether it be at these, on these phone calls, whether you come up and spend time with me at the PHP Academy, the time that we get to spend together is precious time to me. So I want to thank you for that. I want to now turn and open up the phone lines so that we could all share our special brand of Ohana, of family, familia. You know, we are a tribe. Despite our differences, our religious differences, our age differences, our gender and race differences, there are no differences. We are a tribe of well-intentioned people. We're well-intentioned, and we are, you know, changing the world. So let's take a moment, spend that together.
Or you can get a salad.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you,
everybody.
Amy Coon.
Aloha. Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Adios.
Savika, Fort Lauderdale.
Hello.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
You.
Sweetie, still there?
Yeah.
Sí. Hola.